Hi, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Baranski, and today we are joined with Crystal Thompson. Hello, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Now, this is your third year.
It is.
But your first official Chit Chat.
It is.
I'm so mad at you.
I know. It's okay, I forgive you. I know you live very far away. Where do you live? I live by Amherst, Mass, so it's about 2 hours from the stadium.
So it's a pretty hike for you. Appreciate you coming in to chit chat with all of us in the chit chat world.
I am very happy to be here.
I am happy that you are here. Today we have a lot to talk about. The summer is winding down.
Boo-hoo. I hate that.
it's just horrible. But today is a beautiful day outside. It's not a sunny, hot day though. It's a beautiful spring day almost. So that's how you first tell that it's winding down. That and Labor Day is around the corner. So we know school is also around the corner. Now, have you finished your bachelor's yet?
I have not. I still have one more year left, and I'm at Westfield State. So after this year, I should have my bachelor's in business management.
And when do you go back to class?
September 5th.
Oh, boy. Are you ready?
I'm excited because I know it's my last year, so I'm going to be excited to be done, but I would definitely like more summertime.
Yeah, I hear ya. So in this chit-chat, we're going to gear it towards the ending of summer, celebrate the time that's left, and give you some ideas that you can do before the summer is over. How's that sound to you?
Sounds great.
Good. Do you have any suggestions, something they can do before the summer is over?
I think one thing you should do is have a barbecue and a pool party.
Pool party, barbecue, food.
Yes.
Always a good thing. You know, I love having balloon fights. Water balloon fights?
I haven't had one in so long.
They're so much fun. You have to fill up the balloons before the party starts, though, because if not, you're the one that gets stuck filling them up, and people are throwing them faster than you can fill them up.
That's true.
But make sure you don't fill them up too far, because then they're too hard, and they hurt when you get hit with them. I'm a master at this.
Yeah, you don't want to be painful.
I'm a master. So you'd get the small balloons. You can put them right on your faucet or right on the hose. Just fill it about a quarter of the way, two half of the way of the balloon, full of water. Try to make it as cold as possible so it feels good when it hits the other person and they freeze. It's a good time. Don't throw it too hard at the little ones, people. Be nice. Another thing you can do, obviously, if you live on the coastal areas, is go to the beach. If not, you can go to a lake. That's always so much fun. And go without makeup. Use your tan while you have it and enjoy the sun when it's here. Of course, wear your SPF. Crystal's going spray tanning today. Where are you going spray tanning?
At the tanning spot,
which
Franklin.
Is awesome.
It is. They have a new spray tan machine, and it just works so great.
Yeah,
can't
it's
wait.
Awesome there. Everything's so clean, and it feels like a spa.
It definitely does. Definitely.
So get your natural tan with your SPF, or go spray at some tanning spas around. It's a good time. Another thing you can do is walk a dog. Do you have a dog?
I do have a dog who I love more than anything.
What's her name?
Her name is Kylie.
I knew that.
Yep, and that stands for beautiful because she is the most beautiful girl.
Yeah. Do you put her in clothes?
I don't. She's too big. She's a Rottweiler. So she's just too big for clothes. She doesn't like it.
So your Rottweiler is the most beautiful girl in the world?
Yes.
Oh, God.
She absolutely is. But she may look tough, but she cuddles with me in bed, and she's just a love. So.
And does she take care of you?
She does.
Will she attack anybody that comes near you?
No, I think she'll just give them kisses, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cute. How much does she weigh?
She weighs about 92 pounds.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot, but she's pretty petite for her breed,
actually. Does she take up the entire bed?
Yeah, she does. She does stretch out across it, and she'll put her head right up on the pillow. Yeah, she kind of does, but
that's crazy. And you are so tiny, so it's beyond my mind.
Oh, I love her.
I'm sure you do. Another thing you can do this summer, you had said have a barbecue and stuff. You can also go to a feast or a festival, places like Six Flags, any amusement parks.
Yeah.
While it's beautiful out, and you can stay there at night because it's still nice at night. Watch the fireworks, sit under the stars, good times like that. Have you been to anything anytime soon?
Well, actually, Six Flags is only about a half an hour from me, so I have a season's pass. So
Ooh.
I've only been there about twice this summer, but it was a blast. I went on the Superman.
You did?
Terrifying, but fun.
You're courageous.
Yeah. I closed my eyes the whole time and just screamed.
I've only been on that once in my entire life. That was the end. Never again.
Never.
anything else you want to do this summer before the summer is over? I believe there's only a few weeks left.
I actually really want to go to the drive-in.
The drive-in is awesome. Do you have a drive-in near you?
There's one about 45 minutes away from me.
Oh, that's not bad.
So we kind of plan it, but it's worth it.
Yeah, there's one about 25 minutes away from me. It's the only drive-in left in Rhode Island.
Oh.
But I think there's still a lot of drive-ins around. It's so much fun because you pay by the carload and you just jam your car. You can put chairs. Everybody can sit outside. You can make food. You can bring food.
Bring tons of snacks.
Tons of drinks.
Yeah.
You can sit outside. Bring all your friends. And it's just so nice and relaxing. And you get two movies. Two. For not even the price of one. I think mine's like $20 a carload.
Yeah.
And if you put four people, that's $5 a person.
Yep.
It's crazy. I don't understand why movies are so expensive lately.
I don't either. And the snacks and the sodas.
It's
crazy.
I'm like, okay, there goes my paycheck at the movies.
I know. So,
but movies are always fun, whether it's at the drive-in or in the theaters. We've had some really good movies this summer. Have you been to see any?
No, I don't think so.
I actually did go see Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Oh, I did see
End.
That.
It was good, right?
Yes, it was very good.
And I'm not really into the whole, like, weirdo movie things. Do you know what I mean? Like, just not. I like love stories. I like things that could happen, like, that I can relate to. But this was, I love all the movies for the Pirates of the Caribbean ones.
They're
I don't know why. They just suck me in, and I'm like, ooh.
It's Johnny Depp. That's what it is.
It must be. It must be Johnny Depp. I like the monkey, though.
Did no one come to save me just because they missed me?
Yeah, he is cute.
Is that bad that my favorite character is the monkey?
No, it's all right.
I have a list right here, actually, of best movies. Some of them of the summer, because a lot of the lists do like 20 or something. And a lot of them had Transformers as like their number one. Did you see that?
I have not seen it.
I haven't either, but I've heard from numerous people that it is a very good movie. Like, and females, you know, teenagers, and not necessarily something they'd most likely want to see. But after they saw it, they are in love with it.
I'll have to check it out.
Shrek 3. Now, did you see 1 or 2?
I saw the very first one. Yep, just 1.
I saw 1 and 2 and I was in love, but I have not yet seen 3 and I really want
to
see it.
Oh, you have to go.
I know. Have you seen Hairspray?
Nope. Not even the original.
You need to get in that movie theater.
Get out.
I haven't seen it either. A couple other big summer hits in the 2007 lovely weather. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. There was a huge craze about that. Are you a Harry Potter fan?
I actually am not. I had never read the books, but one of my best friends is obsessed with them. So
really?
She got me to go see the first couple movies, and I did really enjoy it. So.
Me too. But not something I'm like, oh my god, I have to go see it. But I understand the whole craze, and people are like in love.
When it comes out on video, I'll watch it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
A couple others. The Simpsons. The Fantastic Four. Underdog.
Oh.
Ratatouille, which I think looks absolutely adorable, the little rat under the chef's hat. That looks really cute. No Reservations. I actually saw that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was really cute with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Is that the one about cooking too, right?
Yeah. What's up with all the cooking movies? No, it was actually really cute. It's about the little girl, and I don't want to give the movie away, but it's about the cooking thing. They fall in love, and it's kind of, you know, a bittersweet movie.
Romantic comedy.
Pretty much.
I love
them. Yeah. You know, my kind of movie. Well, so lots of movies out. Did you go see The Simpsons?
I didn't. No.
No? What about Rush Hour 3? That one just came out.
No. I haven't seen that either.
No, me either. We got to get in the movies, Crystal.
I know.
We should have a movie date.
We need to. I know. This is sad.
So if you haven't had a chance yet to see any of those movies, try to do them before the summer is over, because school will be in session before you know it, which also means you'll be able to go school shopping pretty soon.
Something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that soon on the next chit-chats to come. So you went to China.
I did go to China.
Did you have a blast?
I had the most amazing time. I really did. It was just unbelievable to be there and just see the differences. I loved it.
Good for you, honey. I saw a lot of the pictures. If you haven't yet seen the pictures of Crystal in China, make sure you go check it out. Patriots.com/cheerleaders. How was it? Now, what fascinates me is the toboggan ride from the Great Wall. How was that?
I was pretty scared, to be honest. I'm pretty scared of heights, so we are very up high, and it didn't really seem too safe, but it was a lot of fun, and the thing went a lot faster than I thought it would.
So I was hitting on the brake, but then one of the other cheerleaders, Quinn, was behind me, and she was just going full force, like flying down. So she ended up hitting me, and then we just went down the rest of the way, like attached.
Aww.
It was fun. It was fun, but a little scary.
Something you can't do over here, though. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anything else going on around in Crystal's world?
Oh, not too much. Just getting ready to go back to school, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Finish up.
Juniors, wrapping it up this week.
Yeah.
And you said you have the older girls this time. How
I
are they?
I do. I have the oldest group, and they are just a blast.
How old are they? Is it 15 and up?
Yeah, 17.
15 to 17?
Yep.
And they look awesome.
They do.
A lot of them can, like, really dance.
Yeah. There was definitely a lot of great dancers, a lot of talented girls, and everyone was just having a lot of fun, so it was fun to be there.
I have to say, a lot of girls looked like they were having fun, and you could just tell that it was a time of their life. They can't wait to get out on the field, and I can't wait to see how it looks.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be tons of fun.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when they spell the letters, P-A-T-S, it's going to look great from the stand. So that's something to be excited about.
We're going to put a video podcast of the entire thing up soon. So make sure you check that out at patriots.com/cheerleaders. Just look under podcast. You'll be able to see that. It's not up yet, so don't get worried if you're going to look for it and you don't see it. I interviewed a few girls. We went around to the station, saw the tumbling, saw the stunting, dancing, stretching, all that good stuff. So make sure you check that out in weeks to come. And I'm going to try to tape some of the actual game day.
Oh.
I don't know if they'll allow me to, but I'm going to try.
I hope they do.
So you guys are going to have a hardcore practice for that tonight, huh?
We are, yep. Well, we have practice tonight, and we're going to practice on the field, kind of a rehearsal before the big day. So.
Do you wear your boots?
We are going to wear our boots tonight, yep.
Are you ready for that?
I am ready for it, I am.
It's beautiful outside. You're going to have a good practice.
Yeah, it is going to be.
You think she's going to make you run the ramps, too?
I think we might get out of it today.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I think we might be just focusing on the game a lot. So
I'm hoping for you.
Slide.
I have my fingers crossed for you guys. I really, really
Me
do.
Too. We got to save our muscles so our kicks can be beautiful for the game.
For the game?
Yeah.
It will be. It's supposed to be nice. It's a night game. Who are you playing?
The Titans.
The Titans. Have you guys had your football quiz yet?
Yes.
And did everybody pass?
Yes, everyone did really, really good. I got 100.
Yay.
Just throw that out there.
Any new questions?
No, same question.
They all have to take a quiz on the sport of football, the Patriots, just to know the whole game and who they are representing. So I definitely agree with the whole quiz thing, even though it's not the funnest thing to do at practice.
It's a good idea.
But it's a very good idea.
Helpful.
It is. So what else is going on in your world? Anything good? No, maybe.
I just went on a little vacation.
Where'd you go?
I went to Vermont.
Ooh.
Just to like a little inn.
It's beautiful
resort.
There, right?
It was. It was so beautiful. I took a canoe out on the lake and just looked at the mountains and scenery. So that was fun. And the most exciting thing I did was I went on an hour-long horseback ride.
I can so picture you on horses, like loving them. Do you love horses?
I love animals.
You do? Horses?
All animals, and I love horses. They're just beautiful.
I can so picture. I have to tell you something about Crystal before we go any further with the fact that she loves all animals. She loves all living things. She will pick up a centipede in the palm of her hand. It amazes me that you would touch bugs because I love animals to the nine. I love rats. I think they're adorable. I will not get near a bug. Not a spider. Not a centipede, by all means. There's like a million legs. I will not go. And you will just pick them up with your bare hands.
They're harmless. And I don't want anyone to step on them. So I just want to put them outside, make sure they're safe.
You're too cute. So you went horseback riding.
Yeah, I went horseback riding up on the trail. So that was just beautiful. My horse's name was Salsa. So she was just a little love.
Cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So that was probably my most exciting event of the summer.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. You're welcome. Well, I guess that pretty much wraps it up here. If you have a question for myself or for Crystal Thompson or anything having to do with cheerleading, give us your comments. Give us your opinions. I love hearing from all of you. It's intotoday@patriots.com. Don't be afraid. I'm the one that reads all of them. So you can ask me anything you'd like. And that's pretty much it for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking that long drive. I'm so glad you made it.
I'm glad I made it, too. It's good to be here.
I know. And yes, enjoy your summer. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay.
Make sure you do our suggestions. And obviously, you want to make sure you keep going with that cheerleading, practicing, stretching, and all that good stuff before the hardcore season begins. All right. Thank you for listening. And until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.